This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Get ready for the wildest sight your lawn has ever seen. Sunday. This spring, unleash soil science like never before. Witness your custom lawn plan and the transformation to a soft, green paradise.
Sorry, just trying to get your attention. Sunday is a boringly simple way to get a green, healthy yard. No harsh stuff, no big trucks, no chaos. Order today and get your custom Sunday yard plan for the season ahead. Sunday, smarter lawn care for less. Get Sunday.com.
No one knows what the future holds, but you deserve a weather app that can help. WeatherBug is easy to use and provides forecasts for your every need. From storm warnings to pollen levels, right at your fingertips. Get the fastest local alerts and comprehensive 10-day forecasts wherever you are. It's hyper-local, real-time, customizable alerts. Make sure the weather never takes you by surprise so you can plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store today and start getting accurate weather forecasts 24/7.
Big adventures, family chaos, untethered exploration. The Nissan Pathfinder is built for it. Powered by a lauded V6 engine and smooth 9-speed automatic transmission, the new Nissan Pathfinder is adventure on wheels. With seating for up to 8, a premium interior, and available second-row captain's chairs, it's adventure in comfort. And with 284 horsepower and 6,000 pounds of towing capacity, Pathfinder is adventure unlimited. The new Nissan Pathfinder. Power your adventure. Towing capacity varies by configuration. See Nissan Towing Guide and Owner's Manual for additional information. Always secure cargo.
There's saving for retirement, and then there's living in it. At Fidelity, we can help you make that transition and plan for whatever comes next. With a free personalized income plan, you can view and manage your cash flow across accounts. Plus, you'll get investing insights to help you make your savings last. Ready to take on retirement? Get started at fidelity.com/income planning. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading or transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSE SIPC.
This is Ashlyn Harris from Wide Open with Ashlyn Harris. And now a vital break from our sponsors, Vital Proteins. And it is vital. Collagen Peptides is a wellness supplement that supports healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. When we hit 30, our body's collagen production starts to drop, and that's when Vital Protein steps in. Their iconic blue tub is everywhere. People love Vital Proteins, in part because it's so easy. Just mix it into your coffee, tea, or a smoothie, and you're good to go. And now you can get 20% off the next order at vitalproteins.com by using promo code WIDEOPEN20 at checkout. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. And to search for the Our American Stories podcast, go to the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Up next, we'll be hearing from Amy Palmiero Winters, who is the founder of the One Step Ahead Foundation. Amy holds 13 world records for running, and she also happens to have one prosthetic leg. Here's Amy with her story.
I was one of three children. I had two older brothers. We had one brother in between myself and my middle brother. He had a heart defect when he was born, and so at the age of 6 months old, he passed away. So my mother was not expecting to have any more children. They had just lost their son, and come to find out, she was pregnant. I ended up showing up 3 months early. I weighed 2 pounds. And I remember my dad telling me that from day one that I was a fighter and I was just kicking the incubator to get out. And I think that that really sets the format for who I am and basically my lifelong quest of achieving the unthinkable. You know, we had a good childhood. We had a hard childhood. We didn't have, you know, the best of circumstances. I grew up watching my father abuse and beat up my mother, us as children. And you can either become that, or you can choose to be something different. And for myself, I always chose to go the different path and be the different person. And when we were growing up, we didn't really have anything. We didn't have the financial aspects. So for me, running was something that was free. It didn't matter where you were, if you had money or you didn't have money, anybody could run. Sports got me through everything. My sports got me through the times when I watched my dad beat my mom up. And I remember using sports as a tool. If I had a bad day, I went out for a run. If I didn't feel good about myself, I went out for a run. And running and sports just changed everything for me. I was probably 18, and a friend of mine said, "I bet you can't run a marathon." And I said, "Yeah, I can run a marathon." And I was like, "Well, wait, how long is a marathon?" And he said, 26.2 miles. And I said, "It's no problem." I said, "So when are we doing that?" And he's like, "Next weekend." So then that was basically the start of my kind of like a long distance journey. We went out, I ran my first marathon in a 3:23 or 3:24 or something. So the first world record that we actually broke, it was nothing that I was setting out to do. And I always say we, and I can't help it, just because nothing good in life is ever done by yourself. So I wasn't running with anybody, but I have a whole team who's behind me. And we set the record for the first time marathon runner for that course, and it qualified me for the Boston Marathon. So we ended up going off. We ran the Cleveland Marathon, the Boston Marathon, which qualified me again then for the following year's Boston Marathon. And then before going back to the marathon is when I was hit. In growing up, we had everybody's junk. We had dirt bikes, mini bikes, go-karts. We always had everybody's junk, and what we would do is we would rebuild it. And so growing up, for me, riding motorcycles and riding dirt bikes was natural. It was just second nature. So when I moved on and I started working, getting a motorcycle was just kind of a logical, progressional path in my life. And in 1994, I was out riding with a group of friends. We were heading down a road, and as we came to the top of the hill and we crested the hill, it was a blind intersection. The whole thought process behind coming to that intersection is so detailed to me because that was the road that I learned how to drive on. So my father, when I was learning how to drive, would take me down the road. He would bring me to that intersection. He would make me stop my car. He would make me roll down my windows, and he would make me listen for any cars coming up over the hill. So on that day in 1994, I was essentially that person coming up over the hill. And I remember being thankful that my motorcycle was exceptionally loud, that if someone was sitting at that intersection, they were gonna hear me, even if they didn't see me. And there was a blue car sitting at the top of the hill in the intersection. And it's funny how people will say time comes to a slow or time slows down. Time actually, it comes to a halt. It almost comes to a standstill, and then it just moves at a snail's pace. Because when I crested the top of the hill, I remember looking at the car. I remember looking at the person in the driver's seat. I remember seeing that her window was down. And in the time that I crested the hill and started to come through the intersection, I had actually made eye contact with her three separate times. You know, I knew that she had seen me, and I knew that it was okay to continue on. I actually had the right of way and she was at a stop sign. And so as I crested the hill and went through the intersection, she darted across the street. And when she darted across the street, her car slammed into the side of my motorcycle. And the car actually smashed my entire left foot in between the motorcycle and the primary.
And you've been listening to Amy Palmiero Winters share with us her story. She was born into a tough family situation with an abusive father. Her own brother had passed away before she was even born. But as her dad said, she came into this world at 2 pounds, a warrior from the beginning, kicking the incubator. Running became her refuge. Running was where she was free. And then the accident that would change her life, or maybe not. When we come back, more of this remarkable story of overcoming here on Our American Stories. Lee Habib here again. Our American Stories tries to tell the stories of America's past and present to Americans. And we want to hear your stories, too. They're some of our favorites. Send them to us. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the Your Stories tab. Again, please, go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the Your Stories tab.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
We've been duped, hoodwinked, conned for 50 years. The lawn care industry sold us toxins in a bag and made our yards more toxic than a bad relationship. Sunday helps you ditch the chemicals and feed your lawn the good stuff. Soybean proteins, iron, seaweed, molasses, ingredients that get your soil giggling like an overserved mom at the block party. Sunday uses clean ingredients and real science for thicker, greener grass. Order today and get your custom Sunday yard plan for the season ahead. Sunday for a smarter, healthier yard. Get Sunday.com.
No one knows what the future holds, but you deserve a weather app that can help. WeatherBug is easy to use and provides forecasts for your every need, from storm warnings to pollen levels, right at your fingertips. Get the fastest local alerts and comprehensive 10-day forecasts wherever you are. It's hyper-local, real-time, customizable alerts. Make sure the weather never takes you by surprise, so you can plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store today and start getting accurate weather forecasts 24/7.
To test the new Pathfinder, Nissan turned to the boldest creators of all, kids. Their drawings sparked a wild idea, brought to life by a Hollywood director, a stunt team, and the SUV that makes the unthinkable unforgettable. No tricks, just V6 power, practical effects, and the rugged new Pathfinder. Watch how it all came together and discover why J.D. Power ranks Nissan number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
And we return to Our American Stories and to Amy Palmiero Winters sharing her story. When we last left off, her running career had just been put at stake. She'd been hit by a car while riding her motorcycle. Let's return to Amy.
I remember just kind of coming to a stop. I remember picking up my leg and just standing there with the motorcycle in the intersection. And a friend of mine came up and he had jumped off his motorcycle and literally lifted me off my motorcycle and laid me in the grass. And I just laid there. And I remember just more so being worried about the fact that I just started a new job. I couldn't miss work the next morning. And also kind of worried about not crying in front of anybody else. And I had just got a brand new pair of boots, and I really didn't want anything happening to my boots at that time. And the ambulance came, and they took me to the hospital and to the local area. I was an athlete, and I was a track hero. I was somebody that everybody knew or somebody that everybody's family knew. And I remember just going to the hospital and waiting more so to understand what was going on. And I didn't realize at the time, but because of the damage to my foot, what had happened was my body just immediately went into shock. The doctor would come in and shake his head, and this lasted. The doctor would come in and out, and I remember them trying to give me different pain medications, but it just seemed like nothing was working. And I remember the doctor coming in the one time, and he had asked my mother, he's like, you know, how is her pain tolerance? And my mother literally grabbed him by the lapels of his shirt and said, basically, you know, what's going on with my daughter? And he said, we're actually waiting for another hospital to take her because right now the only thing that we can do is amputate her leg. And so for my mother and my father, that was out of the question. And as they waited, it got to the point where they had to perform the surgery because my leg was crushed so bad that it was losing all kinds of circulation. And the longer you go without blood flow to your limb, the more damage it does. And the doctor came in with the papers and he handed them to my mother to sign the papers to amputate my leg. And just as she went to sign on the papers, one of the nurses came running in and said that a helicopter was coming from Pittsburgh. And at that moment, I was basically rushed to the top of the building, and that's where I ended up being flown to Pittsburgh, where I spent the next 2 months basically fighting to save my leg. I was very fortunate that I was given the opportunity to fight for keeping my leg. And after 3 years, and I had 40 plus surgeries, and I went in, and the one doctor, you know, he was looking at the different skin grafts and scars on my body. And he said to me, he's like, I'm really sorry that you had to go through all this. I'm really sorry it wasn't taken off that day. And he had let me know that they had put something in place so that will never happen again. And I had told him, I said, if I could go back and do it all over again, I wouldn't change anything. Because of everything I went through and because of what happened, it helped create who I am today. I'm glad that it was able to help people in the future not have to go through unnecessary procedures to get to the same finish line. But for me, it allowed me to close one door and open another door. When I lost my leg that day, I was focused on the military. I was focused on being a police officer. You know, I was focused on those things. So when you experience something like that, it not only takes your leg, but it takes a lot of your goals and your dreams. So for myself, I had to rediscover who I was because you couldn't go to the military with a prosthetic leg and you couldn't be a police officer with a prosthetic leg. It was, redefining myself. And then on top of that, it was, you're never going to be a professional athlete. Prior to going in to have my amputation, I talked to my boss. I said, it's at the point where I have to have my leg amputated. I can't keep it anymore. It's so damaged that they're going to take it off. So I really had no other choice. But I had asked my boss anyways. I said, will I have a job when I come back? And he said, absolutely. And so I went in to have my leg amputated. I promised myself that I would be back to work by my birthday, which was August 18th, and my leg was cut off July 27th. I had an appointment to go pick up my leg, and when I went to pick up my leg, they called me and they said that, well, your insurance said that your leg is not medically necessary, so they're not gonna pay for it. So the place that I was going, luckily, the prosthetic was so cheap, and they told me that you could pay for it with a credit card. So I actually kept my appointment, drove the 2 hours to Pittsburgh, and paid for my prosthetic leg with a credit card. I remember getting up. I remember walking. I was given no formal training with my prosthetic. It was basically just, here's your leg, and basically just see you later. But my focus was August 18th, being back to work by August 18th. And I remember walking into my job, and I was proud of myself. I was a really hard worker. I was proud of the job that I did. I was a furnace operator at a local company that was prominent in our hometown. And I remember walking in, and every time I would walk in, my employer would walk out the other side. And I couldn't understand what was going on. And then as you progress in wearing a prosthetic, you go from temp to permanent. And during that time, I had got to the point where it was time for me to be fit with my permanent prosthetic. And so there was a local prosthetic facility that was nearby that was going to be the ones to create my new prosthetic leg. And I remember going in and getting things set up to get my new prosthetic leg. And I remember going back to my job and speaking to my boss finally. And I said, well, I'm ready to come back to work. And he said, well, I'm sorry, you don't have a job anymore. And in doing so, what had happened was it had timed me out for my insurance. So I had lost my job, lost my insurance, and had no way of paying for my new prosthetic leg again. So here I was, you know, kind of right back into the same situation. You know, basically the road of hard knocks kind of either sets you one way or the other, and it definitely made me a stronger person. So after I had gotten my second prosthetic, I was under the belief that I would be able to run. And that's what I did, was I tried to run. Unfortunately, if you don't have the right setup and the right components, your residual limb unfortunately takes the brunt of everything. And so for myself, because I didn't have the clearance for basically a higher category prosthetic foot that would absorb the shock, all the shock and the pounding went up into my residual limb. And so when I tried to run, I ended up getting a bone infection. And because of that bone infection, I ended up back in the hospital and I lost more of my leg. But just like I said, you can take it two different ways. You can let it define you and defeat you, or you can let it make you stronger. And so for myself, I utilized it to make me stronger. And once I had more of my leg amputated, it allowed me to get a better prosthetic foot. And with that better prosthetic foot, it allowed me to then start running again.
And you're listening to Amy Palmiero Winters share her story, what happened after that ambulance came, and all of the years after, fighting, as she said, for her leg. 3 years and 40 surgeries. I'm sorry it wasn't taken that day, the doctor said, and they, in the future, set a protocol so that would never happen again. But true to her character, she said she would have done it the same way because it strengthened her character and also helped others not have to go through what she went through. Throw in losing her job, but still there was that hope, still there was that attitude, and still there was that little girl inside her kicking that incubator she held on to. When we come back, more of this remarkable story of overcoming Amy Palmiera Winters here on Our American Stories.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed-sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed-sponsored jobs.
Get ready for the wildest night your lawn has ever seen. Sunday. This spring, unleash soil science like never before. Witness your custom lawn plan and the transformation to a soft, green paradise.
Sorry, just trying to get your attention. Sunday is a boringly simple way to get a green, healthy yard. No harsh stuff, no big trucks, no chaos. Order today and get your custom Sunday yard plan for the season ahead. Sunday, smarter lawn care for less. Get Sunday.com.
No one knows what the future holds, but you deserve a weather app that can help. WeatherBug is easy to use and provides forecasts for your every need, from storm warnings to pollen levels, right at your fingertips. Get the fastest local alerts and comprehensive 10-day forecasts wherever you are. It's hyper-local, real-time, customizable alerts. Make sure the weather never takes you by surprise so you can plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store today and start getting accurate weather forecasts 24/7.
Big adventures, family chaos, untethered exploration. The Nissan Pathfinder is built for it. Powered by a lauded V6 engine and smooth 9-speed automatic transmission, the new Nissan Pathfinder is adventure on wheels. With seating for up to 8, a premium interior, and available second-row captain's chairs, it's adventure in comfort. And with 284 horsepower and 6,000 pounds of towing capacity, Pathfinder is adventure unlimited. The new Nissan Pathfinder. Power your adventure. Towing capacity varies by configuration. See Nissan Towing Guide and Owner's Manual for additional information. Always secure cargo.
Hello, I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive, So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
And we return to Our American Stories and to Amy Palmiera Winters' story. When we last left off, she'd just gotten a new prosthetic leg and found out she would be able to start her running career all over again. But little did she know how far that career would actually take her. Let's return to Amy and her story.
It was a couple years after I lost my leg before I could start running again.
So at that time, training and stuff was more so just going out for a run at lunchtime, and I would just run the local 5 and 10Ks. It was kind of a natural progression to kind of want to get back to running the marathon. And so my first one back was the Cleveland Marathon, just because it was local, and it was during that marathon that we actually broke the world record for both male and female amputees. I ended up going on to run and race in the New York City Triathlon. And from doing the New York City Triathlon, it actually qualified me for the Hawaii World Championships in the triathlon. And when I was there and won the World Championships, I remember, you know, everybody would kind of look at me and they would say to me, they're like, you're really gonna run on that? Because I had just like a walking foot. And I had asked one of the other athletes, I was like, there's gotta be somebody that I can find to help me. And I asked them, I'm like, where do you go? Who's the best? And so that's when I was introduced to A Step Ahead Prosthetics in Long Island. All I can say about A Step Ahead is I put my kids in the car and we drove 8 hours to New York, to Long Island, New York. And I'll tell you what, I haven't looked back since. I walked through the door and for the first time in 10 years, I actually had someone ask me what I wanted to do. I actually had someone ask me what my goals were. And I literally said, well, you know what? I want to run 100 miles. And he goes, so then that's what you'll do. And I was casted at 7:30 in the morning. And by 9 o'clock, I was running on the treadmill in a running leg. So I was out running a race with a friend of mine, and he actually told me of another athlete. His name was Jim, and Jim was the first athlete with a prosthetic to ever run on the course of Western States. And Western States is basically, it's one of the oldest and the most, basically the most sought after ultra marathon. And Jim wanted to be the first athlete with a prosthetic to qualify and finish Western States. And so he got on the Western States course and he made it to mile, I think 35, and missed a time cutoff or something and dropped out. And he told his family, he said, that was the hardest thing that I've ever done. And he's like, I will be back and I'll finish it. And that was in June. And then in August, he was on a closed course and a cement truck got on the closed course and the boom truck on the cement truck came out and hit him and killed him. And when my friend told me that story, I vowed that I would go back and do that and I would do it for him and his family. And so in my pursuit to become the first athlete with a prosthetic to finish Western States, I had to run a specific race in a qualifying time and actually qualify for it. So in doing so, I qualified for Western States, and that's when I was also focusing on qualifying for racing Badwater. And for Badwater, I needed to do an additional 100-mile race. And so I was actually in this 100-mile race. It was a looped course. It was a mile loop. And you just ran the mile loop over and over again until you reached 100 miles. And as I was running it, the race director had said to me, Amy, he's like, if you run 18 more miles, you'll qualify for the US team. So I finished the 100-mile race. I qualified for Badwater. And then I want to say a month later, I went to the race that was across the years. And that's where I was setting my sights on making the US team. And we ended up finishing the race with 130.4 miles. We beat the first guy by 14 miles, and we beat the first girl by 36 miles, I think it was. And it was, in fact, the first time that an amputee had won a race outright, and it was the first time in history that an athlete with a prosthetic had made a world team, because that race actually qualified me for the US team. You know, I have a lot of races that I've done, and they're all as equally
amazing and unique in their own way. And so we just recently ran the Cocodona 250-mile race, and is probably one of the most meaningful and most amazing races that I've ever been a part of. And it's because I carried the American flag the entire way, and it had nothing to do with me. It had to do with honoring all of those men and women who stand up every day to keep us safe, who, despite fear, despite pain, despite sleep deprivation, despite all of those things that most people crumble because of, they stand up every day and they keep us safe. And so for me, I think that has to by far be the most amazing race that I've ever been a part of, because it was for something greater than me. Because without them, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do. And being out there for 6 days carrying the American flag was by far the most amazing opportunity that I've ever had. And from that day on, I've ran with the American flag everywhere I go. When I moved to New York City, I had met so many little children who had lost their limbs or were born missing their limbs, different various reasons. I met all these little kids who steered clear of sports because of their limb loss. And it was my goal to get them involved in those sports, to help them build self-confidence and understand who they really and what they could be. And so for me, the foundation ended up being a platform to provide children with adventures to help them establish and create self-confidence. I meet a lot of patients who have been told all these different stories, like, you're never gonna run again, you're never gonna be able to walk without a limp. And it's untrue. As long as you don't give up, you're gonna be okay. You don't have to accept on giving up on your goals and your dreams. When faced with adversity, you have two choices. You can either move on and be stronger and better in spite of, or you can give up. And it's funny because somebody was saying, well, you know, what I do is nothing compared to what you do because you just ran 250 miles, but I'm no different than anybody else. All you can ever do is give your best effort, knowing that when you cross that finish line or that you wake up tomorrow, you know, that you're happy with what you did. You always want to cross that finish line, no matter what it is in life, knowing that you gave it your best effort. I hope people see my story and understand that, yeah, bad things happen, but you don't have to let them define who you are. I'm a big believer in things happen for a reason, and I feel that my accident happened for a reason, because I wouldn't be where I am today without it.
And a terrific job on the storytelling and production by Madison Derricott. And a special thanks to Amy Palmiero Winters for sharing her story, and what a story it was. I love what she said at the end. When you face adversity, you have two choices, move ahead or give up. And by the way, you can learn more about Amy and her life at seeamyrun.com. Amy Palmiero Winters' great overcoming story here on Our American Stories.
People don't listen to radio ads. While you're driving or making a sandwich, your subconscious pays full attention. So relax. Let it take over.
Sunday makes yard care simple with a custom plan based on your soil, climate, and yard size. No pesticides, no harsh stuff.
Custom Sunday lawn plan.
Order today and get your
custom Sunday lawn plan
ready for the season ahead. Sunday, a smarter, healthier yard.
No one knows what the future holds, but you deserve a weather app that can help. WeatherBug is easy to use and provides forecasts for your every need, from storm warnings to pollen levels, right at your fingertips. Get the fastest local alerts and comprehensive 10-day forecasts wherever you are. It's hyper-local, real-time, customizable alerts. Make sure the weather never takes you by surprise, so you can plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store today and start getting accurate weather forecasts 24/7.
This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. I want to take a second to talk about something that's personal to me. I've had the privilege of working closely with Robert Kraft for a long time, and one thing I've always respected is how seriously he takes up standing up to hate. As a Jewish athlete, my identity is something I am proud of, but I also know what it feels like to be singled out for it. That's why this new commercial for the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate that aired during the big game really hit home. It's about showing up for someone when they're targeted, even if you don't have the perfect words. And sometimes standing next to someone is enough, and you can show support by sharing the Blue Square.
Big adventures, family chaos, untethered exploration. The Nissan Pathfinder is built for it. Powered by a lauded V6 engine and smooth 9-speed automatic transmission, the new Nissan Pathfinder is adventure on wheels. With seating for up to 8, a premium interior, and available second-row captain's chairs, it's adventure in comfort. And with 284 horsepower and 6,000 pounds of towing capacity, Pathfinder is adventure unlimited. The new Nissan Pathfinder. Power your adventure. Towing capacity varies by configuration. See Nissan Towing Guide and Owner's Manual for additional information. Always secure cargo.
The path to retirement is different for everyone. And as life changes, so do priorities. Fidelity can help you get where you want to go. With a free personalized plan, goal tracking, and timely insights, you'll be set to take on retirement. Whether you're saving for it or already living in it. Get started at fidelity.com/takeon. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading or transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSE SIPC.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.